Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Megillah. As always, learning for the zechus, the merit that our hostages should come home now. That our soldiers should be successful in destroying this evil enemy. That Israel should emerge victorious. And it all should go well. So we're continuing on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And we had just began a Gemara yesterday discussing why various Tanaim lived long lives. What merit? I think the idea to take out from this is there are going to be various things. Some we're not going to understand, or at least I won't understand, and some we can try to apply to our own life. We see they went lifnim mishur as they did, and they went beyond the strict letter of the law, and they were praised for it. Says the Gemara as follows. Shalot Talmidim is Rav Preda. They asked Rav Preda, why do you live such a long life? No one got to the Beis Medrash before me. I was always there on time. I was always even early, seemingly. And I never led the mizumin if there was a kohen there. I granted him the rights. Well, and an animal, so parts of the animal go to the of a non-sacred animal go to the kohen. And he said, I never ate from the animal until I removed these parts. And just important to note for those especially who learned Mishnah Yomi with us, in the world of Zrayim, in the world of agriculture. Food, when it's first harvested, is called tevel, where it's forbidden to eat from it until you remove the proper trumas and maestros. When it comes to an animal, that's not the same case, because when it comes to a pile of grain, who's to say that the truma you're going to give is from over here, this part of the pile or from that part of the pile? It's diffused throughout, and therefore, until you remove it, if it's tevel, it's totally usar, really bad, it's worse than eating pork. When it comes to an animal, we know exactly what part you're giving, so technically, you weren't allowed to partake from the animal so long as they set aside the gifts. However, he said he was extra punctilious and extra religious here, and he would not eat from the animal until he separated it. Anyone eats from an animal without giving the gifts, as if they ate tevel. We don't pass in that way, because again, it's not at all analogous to tevel, where tevel, you could say the truma and maaser are diffused throughout, and you have to fix it by taking off truma, the word metaken it, which is why you can't do it on Shabbos. Here, it's just, it hasn't been given yet. Good. Gemara is not going to discuss this. V'lo berachti think of Cohen. I never lend the mizumin if there's a Cohen there. L'meimar d'mal yusehi. Can this be said that this is actually commendable? V'am Rav Yochanan called to me chamim shavvarach lefanav afil kohen gadol amaretz. He says a Torah scholar, a Talmud Chacham, takes precedence over even the Cohen gadol who's ignorant. That in Judaism we prize the Talmud Chacham more than we do the Kohen Gadol. Like we, as Rav Rosenzweig always says, we have spiritual specialization in Judaism. Why men has their role, woman has their role, Kohen has his role, the king has their role. But in terms of the hierarchy of who's more important, the Talmud Chacham connected Kulam. And in fact, the Gemara in Harya says the Talmud Chacham Mamzer comes before a Kohen Gadol Amaretz. So says Rav Yochanan, I don't understand. You want to tell me you're afraid, you always let the Kohen go first, but you're a Talmud Chacham, and we know a Talmud Chacham takes precedence even over a Kohen Gadol, who's not Maaretz. So, he says, moreover, Ous a Talmud Chacham chayiv misa. The Gemara uses a very strong language. It's not literal. This is, again, it's just a strong language that if a Talmud Chacham lets an ignorant Kohen Gadol go in front of them, they're liable for the death penalty. Again, not literally. This is just using the strong language. Shinemar kol mas no, ahavu mavas. All those who hate me love death, as in all those who love Torah love death. I'll degree masnu ella mishnai, mean those who cause others to hate me. So kikamar iu b'shavin. So the Gemara answers no. Wonder a prey to say he never let a coin. He always let the coin take precedence when they were equal. When there's a coin, God was a Talmud Chacham as well. Okay. Shol tamid b'zervi nuchunya ben akana. They asked the Haley girl of nuchunya ben akana ma'arachti yamim amar lehem yamim lo nisgadati b'kolon chaveru. He said I never derived any honor from the fact that my fellow was shamed. Nor did I allow a fellow's curse to go onto my bed. What does that mean? We'll see. We'll explain in a minute. Lastly, the uvatrin mimoni hayisin. I was very liberal with my money. So what does that mean? Lo niskadati bekilin chaveru. I never derived honor from the shame of my friend. So I'll tell you the following story. Rav Huna dari mar akaspe. Rav Huna was carrying a spade, a shovel on his shoulder. Also, Rav Chana bar chanila v'kadari minei. So Rav Chanan of Achnina, some says, can I carry it for you? Amrlei says Rav Huna, I ragilas the daras b'masich, dari, b'ilo, iskayre anna b'zul sedidech lo nichalei. If you come from a place where Talmud Chacham generally carries a spade, you can carry it. But if not, if it's demeaning, I'm not going to honor myself through your degradation. As I'm not going to, I'm not, I don't want to you to be ashamed so that I will be honored. Good. Nor did a fellow's curse go into my bed. What does it mean? This is a very important practice. Every time when you go into bed, he'd say, Amar Shari Lay the Koloman de Tsarin. I forgive anyone who has caused me pain today. I mean, even if someone's cursed me, I forgive them, which is a practice, it's a pretty special mita that we're supposed to do. Continues the Gemara. Vacher Moni Hayisi, I was very liberal with my money. What does that mean? It means he loved paying taxes. No, I'm joking. Amar Lamar. Eov Vachin Mamoni Habe. Eov was very giving with his money. Shemaniah Pruta Lechen Vini Mamonov. He would leave an extra penny of his own money for the shopkeeper. He'd give a tip. Shor Bakiva is Rabbi Nuchunya ben Agadol. Bakiva asked Nuchunya the Great. Why do you live such a long life? Osu, he says. Osu Gaze become Ochle. So immediately his attendant comes and smacks him. So Gaze Arisha the Ochle. So he, immediately he goes as he climbs at the top of a tree to escape the guy who's smacking him. Amalei Rekiva says to Rechunim from the top of the tree, Rebbe im nemar kevesh lama nemar echad. Rebbe, if it says lamb, why is it also stated, why does it also say one? Meaning it says kevesh echad taseh beboker. So it says lamb in singular, so why does it say one? So immediately, Rebbe Rechunim says to his servants, servant mirabananhu. This guy is clearly a young scholar. He knows what he's talking about. He's not just coming to pester me to ask me why I lived a long life, which is a chutzpah to question. Otherwise, he clearly wants to know, shavku, let him be. So Amrlei, so at that point, it seemingly, I guess he comes out of the tree, comes down from the tree. You gotta love these Tanakh stories. When we learn Tanakh together, we see a lot more of these great ones. So he comes down, and he says as follows, Echem yuchad shiva odro. So he says to him, let me just answer your question before I answer why I lived a long life. And the reason is, one, to teach us that it has to be singular in its flock. Okay. Amrlei. Now he says, Miyamai loki balti matonos. I never accepted gifts. That's why I lived a long life. Lomal data midaso. I never insisted on getting revenge or standing up, seemingly, for, really retribution when I was distressed. Uvatrin bimonsi hayisi. And I was very liberal with my money. Loki balti matonos. What does it mean I never took gifts? Kiavi darav alazar kiavi. When they would send him gifts from the Nasi, the prince's household, Lavi Shakli wouldn't accept it. Kevin Azan Lay said they'd invite him to the feast. Lavi Azul, he wouldn't go. Armalo, Lonichalu, Achye. He'd say to them, Do you want me to die? You don't like that I'm live? The Ksiv, Sonia Matanaz Yechia. Because the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, one who hates gifts will live. Okay, there's a lot here. We're not going to get into the back, what this probably means. Rav Zeir Kavi Mashadele Baby. These are however Rav Zeir was invited would receive gifts from the Nasi's household. Lavi Shakil, he wouldn't accept them. Kevizamili Azib, when they invite him to come to the feast, Amar Iskairu de Miskairi B. He goes, they're honored by my presence, so I'm going to go. So it's really I'm doing them a favor. Vlomanati Almidoso, and I never insisted on getting retribution. Damar Rava, call a Mavra Almidoso, Mavir Mimena Kol Peshav. Anyone who is able to withstand retribution, God removes all their sins from them. Shenemar, nosi avon v'overal pesha. He forgives transgression and passes over sin. Lemidos avon, whose transgressions does he forgive? Lemisha overal pesha, one who passes over sins. Meaning, if someone does something not nice to you, and you're willing to bite your tongue, so all your transgressions, all your sins are forgiven. Shol Rabbi as your Yishuv ben Karach. They asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Karach. V'amer achti yamin. So Amar lo, katzati b'chai. You're not happy I'm alive? Is that what you're asking me? So I'm like, no, Rebbe, Torah, Yilamati, Nitzarech. It's Torah. Clearly, there's a reason why, and what I'm going to learn from you is I'm going to incorporate it into my life. So I'm like, Yamelo Nistalti, Vidmus Adam Rasha. I never gaze at the face of a wicked person. All my Rav Yochanan, for Rav Yochanan says, Asul Adam Listakel, but Selm Dmus Adam Rasha. A person cannot gaze into the face of an evil person. Again, the word forbidden, Asur, is not actually usher in the sense of usher mutter of isher v'heter, but really means one should not do so. Shnever, the Pasuk says, Lule p'nei yoshafat melech yudah aninose abed elechav im erecha. Were not that I esteem the presence of Yoshafat, king of Yehuda, would I gaze at you or would I would see your face. That's malach. Everyone knows Yoshafat now because of that basketball player. Where Lazar Omar, ain't of course. If one looks at the wicked person, their eyesight becomes dim. Shnever, he kizak and yitzlik, but tichkin ain't of meiros. Because when yitzlik became old, his eyes became dimmed from seeing. Why? Because he looked at Esav's, he gazed at Esav. and his eyes became dim. Gemara continues, Vagamale. But is this really what causes eyes to become dim? No, maybe it was something else. And that is, don't let a curse of an ordinary person be of small consequence to you. That even an ordinary person has a power to give a curse. Why? Because Avimelech cursed Sarah. Miskayim v'Zara, and became fulfilled with her children. Shenemar, hinei lehu la kisus einayim. For Avimelech said to Sarah, it is for you a garment of honor. Adre kisus ela kisuyus einayim. Don't read it as a garment, rather as a covering for your eyes. We said the Sarah basically cursed her, you should have a covering for your eyes. So, and that came to fruition with Yitzhak. So, how about Gamar? Like, no. Both the curse and the fact he looked at Esav caused his eyes to become dim. Again, I don't really know what this means, but we're going to go on. Rabbah Mehacha. We can actually learn from here that one person shouldn't look at a wicked person. It says, Se'es p'nei Rasha lo tov. The face of a wicked person is not good. This pasuk is in Mishlei as well. Fine. Bishas Pitrasa, when Rishua was dying, Amalei, Rabbi said to him, Barcheni, Rabbi, bless me. Amalei, he rots and shetagi lechatzi yamav. I give a bless you, should attain at least half of my life. So Rabbi goes, Lakuli, lo, not all of them. This is, reminds me, they say that for Moshe Feinstein, they'd say to him, Barcheni should live to 120. And he'd say, and why not more? So Amalei, which is also his point was, if this story is true, but the point is the same, that is, there's no source for this 120. You know, everyone says it. Okay. Amar lo, havar machrem behema yaru. Those who follow you shall graze animals. So what exactly does this mean? What's he talking about? So he says as follows. That if you live too long, your children will never end up becoming great themselves. They'll be overshadowed by you. So if you live a decent life, but not too long, then you'll give your children space to overshadow you or to overtake you and become great in their own right. Again, I think the message here seemingly is that even a great leader has to realize sometimes to create space for those who come after him. Okay. Avua bar ihu uminyamin bar ihi. Chad omar, tc li de lo estak buchi. I will be rewarded because I never gazed at an idolater. Chad omar, tc li de lo avdi shutfis bahadikusi. I never formed a business partnership with an idolater. Shol tam midav esrav zera. But I never got angry in my house. Wow. And I never walked in front of someone who's greater than me. It's a sign of respect. Nor did I think of Torah in the alleyways. The alleyways were gross. So they pour all the dirt from the house, the cleaning stuff, perhaps the chamber pots there. I never walked 4 hours without learning Torah or wearing tefillin. Nor did I ever sleep in the study hall. That's not good for me. I didn't go to sleep for the night, nor did I take a nap when the rabbi was giving a drasha. And I did not rejoice when my fellow stumbled. Nor did I call my friend by a nickname. And some say, I didn't call him b'chanchiso. If his last name was negative, I didn't call him that. Okay, excellent. Let's do the Mishnah. Vodom Rabbi Yehuda. Additionally, Rabbi Yehuda says, following on the previous Mishnah, right? The previous Mishnah talked about that once you sell a shul, for him, you can the person can do whatever they want with it. Basically, that's a shachar. But basically, this falls into ruin, into disrepair. It retains a sanctity, right? It's not your selling. It's still owned by the synagogue. It just falls into disrepair. So you can't give it an eulogy there, right? We know you're not supposed to give it an eulogy in a shul unless it's for an extraordinary person. So a person, in order to twist rope, you need a lot of space. A person says, look, where's a lot of space to show? I'll twist rope in this old show. Sort of spread their nets there. I guess maybe to dry them out of some sort or they don't get tangled. You need a lot of space. Nor can you spread fruit on the roof to dry. Nor use it as a shortcut. Meaning all the restrictions still apply because even though it's not functioning as a show, it still has the sanctity when it's abandoned. Shinemar, and how do we know this? The pasuk says, Vashimosi eskim kudeshechem. I shall make your sanctuary desolate. We quote this pasuk before, meaning we say that we call it sanctuaries, even though it's still destroyed and laying in disrepair and ruin. All of us, what happens if grass grows in the synagogue? Should you pull it out in order to maintain the sanctity? Lo, y'all should don't do it. Why am I saying aguas nefesh? Because people are going to see it and get very upset, and it's going to hopefully motivate them to want to repair the synagogue. I wish you all a wonderful day.